You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. That was Robin Trower, Caravan to Midnight, off of Caravan to Midnight. That was on vinyl from 1978. Point Blank gave us Wandering off of Point Blank. Those guys were from Texas, and boy, can he play. And that was from 76. Before that, Rory Gallagher, back when he was like metal-y and not so, you know, trad bluesy, we heard Follow Me off of Top Priority from 79, also on vinyl. Status Quo, Rolling Home, Blue for You, 1976, on vinyl. And we started that set way back when with Hungaria from Hungary. We heard Night of the Three Fairies, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the Hungarian spelling because I don't even understand half the notations. Because I'm an idiot. That came out in 1971. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. We got about 45 minutes left, gang. So we are traveling back to the year 1971. And if you had to bring something to somebody in 1971 in the UK and you had a really weird voice, well, then you probably sounded like this.
the real me. Gotta sleep on your toes. And when you're on the street, you got to be able to pick out the easy meat with your eyes closed. Then moving in silence. We'll be right back. yours. Sometimes it seems to me as if I'm just being used. Gotta stay awake, gotta try and shake off this creeping malaise. If I don't stand my own ground, how can I find my way out of this maze? Deaf, dumb, and blind, you just keep on pretending that everyone's expendable and no one has a real friend. It seems to you the thing to do would be to isolate the winner.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. ¶¶ Alamendra with Comita Azul, which I didn't look up, I'm sorry. That's off of Almendra. And that's off of Almendra 2, which came out in 1970. Pink Floyd, Dogs on vinyl. Animals from 1977. When's the last time you heard that on commercial radio? Huh? Yeah, wise Ninheimer. And we started that set off with Stack Waddy, Bring It to Jerome, off of Stack Waddy from 1971. And we got about 20 minutes left. We are going, now here's a band that I almost never play on the show. In fact, I'm not sure I've played them on the show. I must have. And when you hear them, you will know what I mean. So, I don't know, man. Yeah, put on some headphones, inhale, exhale, dig it, and dig it deep. A minute, we're not doing that. God dang it, I hit the button with the side of my p- pudgy fingers. Let that be a lesson to you. Anybody who thinks that DJing is easy, it's not. Okay, so let's pretend, talk to yourselves for a couple of seconds. I got work to do. Okay, everybody ready? I'm ready. You ready? Okay, let's go. Advice from Black Oak, Arkansas. Black Oak, Arkansas, Keep the Faith off of Keep the Faith from 1972. That was on vinyl, and it's like this really cool die-cut bookshelf thing, and it's all like hippie spiritual books like The I Ching and Huckleberry Finn and some other stuff. I don't know. Cheap Trick, World's Greatest Lover. That was off of the Epic Archives, Volume 3. The Beatles. Yes, I played The Beatles. Even better, it was It's All Too Much, possibly one of their greatest songs. And even better, it's off of Yellow Submarine. Even better, Yellow Submarine came out in 1968, and I have a copy of that album from 1968, gang. That was on Apple. Woo! That's such a cool song. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And that was that set of music. So that brings us to the end of this episode of Classic Rock Mine. I will be back next week. Please stay tuned for Turn Up the Beat with Amalia. And tune in next Saturday at 9 for more Classic Rock Mine. Bye.
Nobody has ever seen you, but we all know that you're here. Nobody has ever touched you, but we all love you.